Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In June 2012, a little before 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, on the deck outside a restaurant overlooking a nondescript dock in Portland, Maine, a couple dozen patrons, some of them fortified with beer, await the arrival of Mike Simpson and Will Rich. For the past 4 months, Simpson and Rich have been making their way north from Key West, Florida, on two stand-up paddle boards. As their parents and assorted others peer out into the bay, they see ferry boats and fishing boats and the odd sailboat, and then finally two guys standing on their boards, raising their paddles over their heads.
Yeah. Hey, where you been?
Where'd you go?
Will Rich hits the dock sporting a bushy beard of brown, blonde, and red. He tells me he got tired of shaving sometime shortly after St. Patrick's Day. Since he and Mike have been quoted as saying they find paddling aboard energizing, I ask him if that's how he feels now.
I'm full of all different types of things going on right now, so don't even know if words can describe it. Energize is pretty good.
Mike Simpson bumps up against the dock. A few minutes later, mother and son are reunited and hugging.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Mike Simpson's father, Henry, is on the deck as well. After embracing his son, he tries to talk a little about what Mike and Will have accomplished.
Just today was the culmination of the most awesome venture that two men could undertake, I think, and for a cause much greater than their own, for what they were doing it for. And to be here for the end of it, knowing what they've been through, and just undertaking it, and for the reason they undertook it, it's just something that you just don't think of, that your child's going to do that.
The greater cause of which Henry Simpson speaks is the Wounded Warrior Project, which Mike Simpson and Will Rich adopted as their own before they departed Key West. The project was started by several veterans and their friends who were determined to help wounded soldiers returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The assistance ranges from counseling to medical help and advice about jobs and training. And Jennifer Herdman, Community Engagement Coordinator for the organization, appreciates the efforts of Simpson and Rich.
The attention that they've received, the awareness that they were able to raise for Wounded Warrior Project is incredible. They've reached the coastline all the way up the eastern seaboard, and that's phenomenal outreach for us. You know, it's creative, it's different, it's exciting. We're just honored they would support us.
Their attempt to get across Chesapeake Bay was delayed for several days by bad weather, then interrupted by more bad weather when Simpson and Rich were 3 hours into the crossing and had to head for land. Nor did the difficulties end there. According to Mike Simpson, even on the trip's final day off the main coast, there were challenges, specifically the aforementioned fog.
And then we saw some people out at the lighthouse out there. They were blown away, just like, really, where are you coming from? That's pretty crazy. So they told them we were coming from Key West. Their minds blew out of their head.
As the storytelling winds down, it's easy to suppose that Simpson and Rich must be thinking about how good it feels to be back among family and friends after 4 months of paddling, or waiting for days calm enough for same. 4 months of nights spent with the keepers of lighthouses and other strangers disposed to kindness. Or are they already thinking of another extreme adventure? Mike's father, Henry, is in no hurry to find out.
We're not asking that question. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.
Ah, then perhaps Mr. Simpson shouldn't talk to his wife just now, because apparently Mike has already let Mom in on the next project he's planning.
With Michael?
Yeah, he already wants to do the Missouri River all by himself solo, just like Lewis and Clark. I think that's what he thinks his next adventure. Would you like to follow him?
No, Mrs. Simpson, I think I'd prefer to watch that from afar.